Welcome back. Busy day. The Sabres, and we've been down this road before. Not as busy as we'd like. See how nicely I put that? He said to himself. Paul Hamilton later. We'll talk to Sal. I'm going backwards here. Sal coming up in about half an hour. In a moment, Odyssey NFL insider and Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Irvin. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks do not want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. And we have Michael Irvin back with us on the West Her Hotline. Mike and Chris here. Michael, what are we tearing you away from today as we call you?
Well, I'm just preparing for this grind that I have to get on right now for the NFL. So Saturday, and you hear my granddaughter hollering, Papa Michael, in the background. Hey, baby. How you doing, baby? You see what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm preparing to get ready for this grind. I'll go to Cowboys camp Friday. I'll go into L.A., do Cowboys camp Saturday. Then I'll fly Saturday afternoon to Chicago. I'll do a Chicago autograph show Sunday. Then Monday I'll fly to Jacksonville and speak with the Jaguars. And then I'll head over to Tampa and work the Tampa Bay Buccaneers camp. Then I'll come back home sometime late Tuesday night after I do all of that just to kiss my granddaughters and my wife and everybody. And then I'll pop on the plane Wednesday night and go to Cleveland and get ready for the Hall of Fame game. So good things are happening because it's football season.
Yeah, well, this must feel, for folks who have jobs like yours, Michael, and even just like local beat reporters, it must feel good to be back in person. It must feel good to be talking about, I know it'll be hectic, but to be traveling again and going to see these teams in person, unlike last year.
Absolutely, it does. And it's, man, it's a huge difference. We were robbed, dog. We were robbed. You don't know how bad the robbery is. Until, okay, it was all gone. Like, you know, we walked in the stadiums just happy as I don't know what. Hey, everybody, we have all our little tailgate parties, drinking, everything. Man, COVID snatched all that away. Like, wait a minute. Oh, that's our right that they just took away from us. And I want it back. I don't want COVID to continue to have dominion over us in this way. And yes, guys, it's a great lead to it. That's also why I stepped out on the COVID-19 thing. Mm-hmm. Stop playing around, people. Let's get vaccinated and try it as the best way we can. We saw what it's like without it. We see what it's like to actually get back together again. Let's not mess this up and have to go back to that mess that we suffered during COVID.
Well, I think I speak for everybody in this room when I say we all, you know, appreciate your position on that. What kind of feedback in a week have you gotten? Did you have players? I mean, Dak Prescott was somebody who begged off the question. We have Cole Beasley here. Have you heard from players who were upset?
Yeah, you get guys being upset, and I understand you have choice. I understand you have choice, and I'm okay with all of that, and I understand all of that. I'm talking about here. See, what happens is we get in a lot of fights. And since it's the power of the NFL, people want to use you for their fight. Now, absolutely, the fight of free choice, that's our fight. Everybody's in that fight. But I ain't talking politically. I keep telling people, I don't care about the right wing. I don't care about the left wing. I only care about the ring, a Super Bowl championship ring, and that's all the ring I care about, and I want anything as an athlete, as a football player, leader of a football team. My job, and all our jobs, are to try to eliminate the things that can stop us from winning a championship. Why do you think you run all them sprints? Why do you think you run all them sprints? Because you want to eliminate being fatigued as one of the things to stop you from winning a championship. Why do you think you go over plays over and over? I know this damn play, Coach. I'm tired of running it. Yes, it's not about you, though, Michael. We want to eliminate all possibilities of mistakes taking us out of a championship. And the same thing here with this new problem that we have called COVID. How can we eliminate it being a possibility of taking us out of a championship? And the best way to do that right now is getting vaccinated.
Do you think saying it the way you did say it had an impact? Like, have you heard from any players that maybe you sort of changed their minds about getting vaccinated, or would that be maybe too lofty a goal?
When I first came out with that, we had seven teams nearing the 85 or nearing the threshold. Since then, we've gotten 14 teams over it. So I don't know if it's my words that came off my mouth, my lips towards somebody else's ear gate that got into their spirit, or I don't know if somebody else said something, or all the new rules the NFL's come out with. I don't know what it was. I'm just glad that it is. You get what I'm saying? I don't know what it was, but I'm glad that it is. And that's another thing. Let me jump on that right fast. Guys, all of this that we came down with, now we turn it to guys are being unfairly called out because they're not vaccinated. The reality is, and this is what last year I was with the players, when they said, we're not coming to camp until you put these protocols in place to protect us. The NFL put them in place. I was with the players on that. They were absolutely right. You got to put these protocols in place to protect us. Now they put them in place, and this year they're saying, okay, guys, you got vaccinated, you don't have to follow these protocols. But if you're not vaccinated, we're going to have you follow these protocols. So I don't see that being unfair. These are the rules we asked to get in place. So now that we're not vaccinated, we have to be willing to follow the rules so we can keep the game on the field. That's all I'm saying.
Michael Irvin with us, Mike Shope and the Bulldog here on WGR. Well, to talk about the game between the lines for a few minutes here, Michael.
That's the best part.
Yeah, we need to get to that. Yeah, I do appreciate the other subject, but moving on. So this might be the most eagerly anticipated Bills season since they were playing your Cowboys teams in Super Bowls. Like, that makes sense, I'm sure. Here, one game away. What do you think? Like, are they behind the Chiefs, like, significantly? Are they up there with the Chiefs? How do you look at them and the AFC?
Man, I think that AFC and the distance that the Bills traveled last year, when they got Stephon over the Diggs to get out and cross that hump, man. Oh, my God. You guys are absolutely correct in that kind of excitement that you have for this upcoming season. Now it's like, can we continue to build on that? How do we take that to the next level and take it to the next step? I still want to see progress and more growth out of Josh Allen. So that's why you start saying, man, there's a huge upside here, and everybody's excited about it. And absolutely, absolutely, you have a shot at the Chiefs. You know, you're right in that hunt. Chiefs, Browns, all of those teams that were up there last year, Titans, you'll be right back in that fight. So, yeah, and I love the Bills from this standpoint. That's a dog, man. That's one of my favorite receivers in the National Football League. Y'all got over there. And Stephon Diggs, he's just a flat dog. He's the kind of guy that's good for any locker room. Any locker room. And you saw it. You saw it after that game last year when he stood out on that field. You saw the pain. Now, a guy like that carrying that kind of pain, he'll turn it into a game. And that's why, you got every right to be excited.
Michael, on Diggs, will you talk a little bit about sort of the finer points on what makes him great? We knew who he was. I mean, the Minnesota play against New Orleans, he was a known player, of course, maybe even a star. And the Bills traded for him last year, and so we're all like sort of digging in, no pun intended. And it was, this guy gets open. Like, the Bills have done a great job, I think, collecting receivers who have that skill. What else on Diggs? Like, what makes him so excellent?
Well, when you talk about he gets open, he's a technician at what he does and route running. And he's so great at transitioning. There are certain elements that people are always looking for in a wide receiver. You know, how big is he? How fast is he? All of those things. And those things are great to have. But the things that Diggs have, that he has, is great to play the position. Those are what we call talents. Oh, how fast can he run? How high can he jump? Those are great talents. His ability to come in and out of cuts, his ability to understand, not just knowing how to get open, but when to be open, those things are gifts. That's that next level. That's talent purified. That's talent purified. That's a gift, because you take a talent and you turn it a gift by studying it, by putting in hard work and finding the fine little things. Diggs knows not just how to get open. He knows when I should be open. When is the quarterback looking for me right now? That's how you see that great timing between Josh and him that you didn't see in previous years with other guys like Brown that could run. These guys could run. You had guys that could run, but they had great talent, but they don't necessarily have that gift.
How about the chemistry between Diggs and Josh? You just mentioned it there a little bit. I don't know how closely you were following Josh Allen's career. You kind of would have maybe seen his coming out party in Dallas on Thanksgiving season before last. But the jump that he made from year two to year three,
right,
Michael, we've talked to so many people and over the course of last season and this offseason, that kind of jump is just almost unprecedented for a quarterback to make the strides that Allen made. Like, where do you see him going into year four now? Like, is that the expectation now? Is he's just at an MVP caliber level? Or, do you think there's more in there? Or do you think there's, a step back here?
Let's talk about the natural maturation process of that quarterback. You come in, you're big arm, now you're starting to see an NFL level, the speed of the NFL game, right? You get in a game with John Brown and all those guys. You have talent before Diggs got there, and you're doing that. Now you're making steps. But then you get that guy. And what I mean by that guy is that guy that says, don't matter. I don't care what the play looked like. I don't care what the coverage is. Even if I misread the coverage, doesn't matter if you double team him. That dude, they're going to be open. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now my skill set, my physical skill set, should be tantamount to my confidence in letting this thing go. Before, I want to let it go, but I don't know a word. And as hard as we get on quarterbacks to throw interceptions, maybe you're just a little bit hesitant because you want to force it in there and make sure. But now you got that, throw anything guy. Throw anything. Throw anything at him. He's going to be open. And if he doesn't get it, he won't let anybody else get it. And don't even worry about making a perfect throw. Just put it somewhere in the area code and he'll answer the call. That takes a quarterback to another level. Because then after he gets that relationship with Diggs, now he's going to work on getting his confidence up to that level that he has with Diggs with everybody else. And he has great confidence with Beasley because Beasley has great timing and understanding, So you continue to grow from there. Absolutely. I'm expecting him to take another step. Now that Diggs and him and Diggs have given him what he needs to have all his confidence, now it's time. The next step will be Josh Allen making sure he gives all these other receivers that are not Diggs the confidence just like Diggs gave it to him through his play.
Michael, one more for me, if I may, before you go. Aaron Rodgers, like most football fans have been maybe even riveted to that story. Today he talked. What do you think of him? Maybe you know him. I think you probably have a unique perspective on how that played out.
I know Aaron Rodgers from a couple times I've hung out with him and of course watching him on the football field. Everybody knows a phenomenal talent. But this is the world now that we are in. And guys are, these quarterbacks are using it. They watch how basketball players are using their power to get to certain things and get to the team they want. The quarterbacks have that power too, especially with how we talk about them, lift them up, and the piece of the salary cap that they are. And Aaron Rodgers deserves all of that. It's not like, what is quarterback doing? He hasn't done anything. Aaron Rodgers done all of that. He's done all of that. He deserves all of that. So I'm glad that they worked it out. I tend to like when a guy can play his whole career in one spot, even though that's not what always happens anymore this year and this time. And we don't know if he'll finish his career there, but I'm glad to see him back on the football field.
Right on. He did take his shots at that team today. You know.
Yeah, and let me tell you guys this too. Do this for me. I want people to stop always. I don't know why we say it. You know, this is not about money. It's always about money. I mean, it's always. Even if I don't like the way they treat me, but enough money can make me feel better about it. I don't like what they said, but enough money can make me forget about it. I don't like how they talk, but enough money, I deal with it. Yeah. It's always about money. Let's just make sure we know that. Because I don't know why people feel like they have to say that sometimes. It's always about money.
Another conversation with you reinforces how I felt the other two times, which is I feel like we would be really good friends. Devontae,
what do you mean? Why you say that?
You and I. Well, I mean, I agree with a lot of your viewpoints, and you know, the money point. Devontae Adams talked about that. Cole Beasley, Michael, said in a tweet, if money went to his wife, he would not only get the vaccine but promote it. Like, you know. Anyway, that speaks for itself.
Wait. What did he say? Cole Beasley? He said, okay, you're right.
That got Mark Cuban's attention last week, if you recall, who then said, oh, really? You want proceeds? Well, how about I buy you or her one share of stock? There you go. Are we good?
Right.
And I don't know.
And somebody asked me about that. They said, Michael, what would you do if Cole Beasley was in your locker? And I love Cole. Cole's a great player. And I said, if I was playing with Cole, I would have to go to Cole and say, Cole, listen, man, I can appreciate your stance, man. You definitely have the right to have choice. But we're trying to win a championship, and it's not about a single person. That's the first thing that we have to agree on. It's not about a single person. It's about the group. And there's no way you can tell me that we have a better chance as a group of not getting vaccinated than we do as a group of getting vaccinated. It's not that we can't even have this discussion. We can't have discussion. So if you are that strong, if you feel that strong about it, I understand. But I can't have you spewing this shit in my locker room.
There it is.
You got to do this. You got to do what you got to do. But I don't need you talking about it in the locker room. I don't know, Cole. Maybe we work hard enough. Maybe we got a shot at winning the Super Bowl without you. Without you. If something happens to you in COVID, maybe we got a shot. But we don't have a shot without those tackles. I can't have them out of the game. You see what I'm saying? We got a shot without that quarterback. I can't have them out of the game. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all good. And I don't mean it in any vicious way towards him. And I hope my monomaniacalness about winning a championship, I hope people understand, I'm sorry. I'm not out here trying to win your political battle. I'm not out trying to win your conspiracy theorist battle. I'm just trying to win my battle for this ring. That's all. So I just want to say that.
Michael, it's such a pleasure to have you on here again today. Thank you, and enjoy all your trips coming up. Here's to the start of the season.
Yes, sir, buddy. At least we got it back. As long as they don't mess it up. If they don't mess it up, I see y'all on the field.
Can't wait to talk to you next time. Thanks again.
All right, guys.
Odyssey NFL insider Michael Irvin, who needs no introduction. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.